as Sunflash and Blogwood produced a tasty giant turnover of leek, carrot, mushroom and dark gravy between them, word got around. Hares came filing into the kitchens with requests and observations, knowing the new Badger Lord would give them a fair and good hearing. He did. Within the space of half a morning, Sunflash the Mace had appointed an assistant cellar beast, two flower gardeners, a new sickbay assistant, a carpenter, banquet arranger, and a whole host of young ones who wanted to be armourers and forge assistants to the Badger Lord. Later, Sundew sat with Blogwood and some others as they helped themselves to an impromptu lunch of the big turnover, which had been named a Blog Flash Special. The Badger put aside two slices, rich dark gravy seeping from them onto the plates as they popped them in the oven.
"Keep an eye on them slices, Sundew,"
he said.
"They'll do for Starbuck and Breeze's supper tonight. The old uns enjoy my turnover."
Sundew wiggled her ears in admiration of the Badger Lord.
"Well, well, sire, you've certainly made some jolly old changes round here. I'd say you're doing a spiffing job, what?"
Sunflash shoved her lightly, almost sending her sprawling.
"You can stop wiggling your ears at me, missy. Besides, you'll have to show a little more dignity now that I've decided to appoint you as my confidential aide."
Skipping and laughing, Sundew almost collided with Porty, who was holding up a chubby paw for Sunflash's attention.
"I say, old sire, can I be official fruit taster? I'd be jolly good at that, I think."
Sunflash roared laughing until he had to hold his sides. At supper time, Sunflash and Sundew took the turnover slices up to the sick bay, only to find Dewfleck, a quiet older hare, whom Sunflash had appointed as sick bay assistant that morning, sitting weeping on the top stair. Her face was buried in her paws as her whole body shook fitfully. Sadly, the Badger set down the two plates and sat on the stairs next to her.
"It's Breeze and Starbuck, isn't it?"
he asked. She nodded, sobbing brokenly.
"Oh, sir, they was out and paws, just lying there all peaceful-like. I thought they were having a little doze, but old Breeze and Starbuck, they was..."
Sunflash dried her eyes with the corner of a kitchen apron he had been wearing all day.
"There, there, hush now. Those old uns were looking forward to meeting their friends in the dark forest. They told me that only this morning. Isn't that right, Sundew?"
The young hare sniffed as she wiped her eyes against the apron.
Absolutely, sire. They'll never have to face a rotten old winter again. They're both happy now, along with your grandsire."
Throughout that long winter, the hares of Salamandaston came to know and love their new lord. Sunflash was all things to them. Friend to the old, counsellor to the young, and playmate to the babes, who were his constant delight. He looked forward eagerly to the spring, when he planned to take up farming once more. Often on dreary winter afternoons, the forge room was alive with helpers, as Sunflash and his blacksmiths turned out spades, hoes, rakes and trowels in readiness for the coming season's planting and cultivation. The Badger had almost forgotten about his foe beast, Swart Sixclaw, and would not think of him until the arrival of Scarlath in the early spring.